People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, plans to protest the start of the race in Anchorage tomorrow morning. Former Iditarod champion Jeff King sat down with me recently to talk about the race, his career, and his feelings about the animal rights activists who are against racing sled dogs. King says he's sure most of them are good people who want to do the right thing, and he says a few decades ago, protests helped make the race better.
I'm not bashful in saying that the Iditarod has improved in the early 90s because of the pressure we got from animal rights organizations to look closer at what we were doing. And there were places that needed improvement. And the Iditarod's safety record for the dogs, mortality is different than it was 30 years ago. Now the mortality of a dog in the Iditarod is less than the licensed pet population of Anchorage. So we're doing a great job. But sometimes it takes criticism to look inside yourself and go, how can I do this better? So I hope that whatever it is we can do better, whether it's board selection, drug testing, I have been a huge advocate for the last many, many years that any dog death in the Iditarod should be cause for withdrawal of a musher. The only dog I've ever had in my care that died was hit by a snow machine a couple years ago. Many people would say, well, it wasn't your fault. Wasn't it? There's been other ones where, you know, it's like, is it your fault to get hit by a car if you walk in the street? You go, well, you know, you need to wear reflective clothing. Could have I had more lights on the dogs? What could I do? And besides, those are extremely rare. My point is that I don't believe there have been anything intentional, but we know that when you raise the bar, you perform better.
Do you hope to just keel over off the runners at some point in the far distant future, or do you think you'll quit racing, especially the longer races, at some point and just focus on breeding and your tourism business and training?
I clearly have lost my motivation to race at the same level of intensity that I know I did. I still enjoy the dogs. I'm pretty sick of being cold, and so I will use the general mantra of, if it's more fun than it isn't, I'll keep doing it. But as soon as it's the opposite, I won't. I do take tremendous satisfaction in knowing that dogs and dog mushing continue to light up the imagination and the enthusiasm of another generation behind me or two. And I am getting huge kicks out of helping the next generation learn. They make me feel great because I know something they don't. They want to know it. So I get tremendous satisfaction out of mentoring the next generation of mushers.
Musher Jeff King has been racing the Iditarod since 1981 and has won four times.